Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And frequently on the site, we've been exploring issues concerning mobile experiences and some of the gaps in traditional enterprise content management software in delivering a truly seamless and valuable, meaningful mobile experience. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about where ECM software, enterprise content management software, has been, where it is today, and where it needs to head to really satisfy this mobile-first, mobile-ready universe that we're talking about. So it's my great pleasure to welcome back Jeff Bach, who's an expert and frequent contributor to the site, who talks about these issues quite frequently. So Jeff, welcome.
Good to be back, Lauren.
Good to have you here. So, Jeff, let's start with, just for our listeners, to give them some context if they're not familiar with some of the history and shortcomings of traditional ECM software. Maybe you could give us a rundown of why that traditionally ECM has not really satisfied that mobile-first user experience we're going to talk about.
Okay, well, I think to begin with, the issue with ECM is that it is about managing enterprise content, and back when enterprise content management systems got started, enterprise content was captured in documents. So it became basically a file management system. And the whole issue there was the trade-off between flexibility and control of files. We had file shares, which were very flexible, you could put up on a network. But on the other hand, it was a bit of the Wild West in that it was very hard to basically manage them. And so ECM systems came along and they added different layers of security. And basically, you had systems where you could make content very secure. You could share it within a shared repository. But you had a very complex UI. And over the a complex user experience, and over the years, these systems have gotten better. So as my colleague Ron Miller has recently talked about, you can have systems that have government governance, that have security, and that also have ease of use. Now, the second thing behind ECM systems was this notion of business process management. Once we had content stored in a shared repository, we could actually have workflow that could allow it to. We could come up with systems that would route the content from one person to another for review and approval. And over the years, these systems, BPM systems, have evolved, and now you have within most of the major content ECM systems this notion of case management. The idea that work can be encapsulated by all of the documents that are in a folder, that we can take information in and out of folders, and these folders can be routed for decision making. And again, that's an important capability to have in an ECM system. And then the third thing with an ECM system is you had, if you will, a secured repository, a place where documents were stored. We didn't used to think very much about the location of storage, about what the importance of having documents in one place or another. Yes, we knew there were documents you had at work and then things you could sometimes take home, and the different organizations had different security requirements. But over the years, we've learned that shared documents are both have both benefits and risks, and if you're responsible for managing an organization, you want to think about how your documents are stored and the layers of security around it. And this, in turn, has led to a whole revolution in storage and security management capabilities around public cloud versus on-premise security, whether you want to have what's called geofencing, whether you want to make sure that your documents are only stored in one place and not another. This becomes particularly important in public sector and also private organizations where they don't want documents going from one country to another. And the third area is around basic records management, making sure that you have this this information that is readily accessible and you know where to find it. But I think what's important to take away from the ECM, this whole ECM revolution, is that there was notably a very important assumption, and that is that all work is done at the desktop. And what we're trying to do is manage the information on the back end and then surface it in a single context, which is basically where we're working on the desktop, where our laptops or PCs or desktop devices happen to be. So we've sort of made an assumption about doing a lot of investments in the back end, but yet we're really focused on creating a single experience, if you will, a single work experience. And that's the issue that I think we're now facing with we're looking at the future of ECM.
So now let's talk a little bit about the state of some other alternatives to ECM and where things are today and where that might lead in terms of this mobile-first future.
Yeah, I think this can go in a couple of different places. The first place it stops, I think, is with the current generation of file sync and share applications. And these are basically very useful applications where the information that is available in the network can be made available to us on our mobile devices, where our whether we're using a smartphone or a tablet, we can basically get to the same kind of content that we get to if we happen to be opening our desktop experience. So it really is just an extension of the pipe. There's still the single work context, although this work context can now be very much in our pockets and on our tablets, and this is fine. It's a very important part. It's a very important place to be stopping if you happen to be in an ECM system where you have to get access to protected content. Yes, it certainly is useful to have it on your tablets. If you don't have an ECM system, you're trying to build an ad hoc team. Again, file sync and share is an important capability to have what I call lightweight sharing. It's very easy for bring together a work group and have everybody access the same documents, and that's pretty good. But it's still this metaphor of a single mobile experience and a single desktop that's in our briefcase or pockets or purses. And that's really what needs to change right now, because where we're going, as we've talked about in a couple of articles that I've written, is this notion of building task-oriented applications and task-oriented experiences. And so I think the question we have to ask is, how can all of the content that we are managing so systematically in our ECM systems, how can we bring those back, bring them into this, into these task-oriented experiences? And I think we need to do three things. Number one is I think we have to add much more intelligence to the back end. Yes, we now have a whole lot of documents and a whole lot of information that's stored. We need another sets of technologies for making the back end much more intelligent. And this gets us into a range of very interesting innovations around cognitive computing, around technologies that try and embed semantics into different information streams, and also to a lot of investments in product information management systems and this whole notion that a well-defined product information is really a key to winning the customer experiences and to building better customer experiences. So there has to be a lot more investment in the back end. And the second thing is we have to be much better at contextualizing our mobile experiences. It's no longer the issue is no longer simply creating an electronic desktop in our pockets and on our devices, but rather to creating a whole bunch of different work contexts. And we're beginning to see the evolution of this in that a number of places have different contextualized experiences. You can have shopping experiences that are aware of your location. What I would like to do is to see many more business experiences and business environments where they can be contextualized depending on the device and the location. And this is going to have also an impact on what happens on desktops and laptops as well as on tablets and mobile devices. The third leg of the stool I think we need to have is to become much more process aware and process savvy. Case management and the whole case management revolution within ECM is an important step. But going forward, there are going to be many more processes and many more activities that we're involved in. And what we're going to look for are easy ways to define and build these mobile experiences within the enterprise and to create what some people are calling micro moments. In other words, you want to identify just when something important is happening. And you want to be able to then push an alert or a notification to people to let them know that something important is out there and that these micro moments are something that they would then should be aware of. Oh, and by the way, when you get an alert, you want to be able to dig in and better understand what that alert is all about. So you want access to the back-end information, perhaps the documents that triggered that alert. But this is all going to be part of building out the process awareness. So I think taking away with the lessons of ECM, documents are still going to be around. ECM was really built around this whole management of a document metaphor, and that's not going to go away. But the challenge going forward is to make documents ever more useful for our digital and mobile experiences, and this is this whole notion of building what I call task-oriented applications.
And let me just ask you this, whether you think there are certain elements of the experience that are going to become increasingly important to kind of deliver these micro moments, and I guess what I'm driving at is how important is location, how important is context, how important is relevant information, all these, you know, these concepts that kind of underlie things like the semantic web, cognitive computing, ways in which we're kind of bringing to bear a much broader array of information resources to that particular moment that give it context and personal appeal. Are those elements important going forward?
Oh, I think they're absolutely important going forward. And I think the challenge facing people in the ECM space is to better understand how they can bring in these contextual signals, this contextual information that tells you something about the person and about the users and what they're doing in that moment. And this leads to a whole other discussion around personalization and what does it mean to personalize content and create effective user experiences. And it's not only what the back-end rules happen to be and the back-end knowledge that you have of the person or the people, but also what you can detect from their own work environments in terms of what the mobile experience they're engaged in the minute. Now, location is kind of a poster child of, because most devices, at least smartphones, are very good at detecting location information right now. So we want to put that into the context experience. But also there are many other kinds of information that's going to be coming from our mobile devices, and we need to better understand how to process that. So, for example, one area I've been seeing a lot of activity in is the use of images and cameras, that you can actually snap an image, you can make that image part of your work stream. You can perhaps want to even annotate that image before you put it back into a managed environment. And that's all, again, this contextual notion. So we're still in the early days, and it's going to be a very exciting revolution ahead of us.
Well, Jeff, many thanks to you for shedding light on some of what we can expect and hopefully look forward to. And we hope we'll get to sit down with you again sometime soon and talk a little bit more about these issues. So thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lauren, and I look forward to talking to you.
And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.